Scientists have found that although we are prone to snap overreactions, if we take a moment and think about how we are likely to react, we can reduce or even eliminate the negative effects of our quick, hardwired responses. Snap decisions can be important defense mechanisms. If we are judging whether someone is dangerous, our brains and bodies are hardwired to react very quickly, within milliseconds. But we need more time to assess other factors. To accurately tell whether someone is sociable, studies show we need at least a minute, preferably five. It takes a while to judge complex aspects of personality, like neuroticism or open-mindedness. But snap decisions in reaction to rapid stimuli aren't exclusive to the interpersonal realm. Psychologists at the University of Toronto found that viewing a fast food logo for just a few milliseconds primes us to read 20% faster, even though reading has little to do with eating. We unconsciously associate fast food with speed and impatience, and carry those impulses into whatever else we're doing. Subjects exposed to fast food flashes also tend to think a musical piece lasts too long. Yet, we can reverse such influences. If we know we will overreact to consumer products or housing options when we see a happy face, one reason good sales representatives and real estate agents are always smiling, we can take a moment before buying. If we know female job screeners are more likely to reject attractive female applicants, we can help screeners understand their biases, or hire outside screeners. John Gottman, the marriage expert, explains that we quickly thin-slice information reliably only after we ground such snap reactions in thick-sliced long-term study. When Dr. Gottman really wants to assess whether a couple will stay together, he invites them to his island retreat for a much longer evaluation. 2 days, not 2 seconds. Our ability to mute our hardwired reactions by pausing is what differentiates us from animals. Dogs can think about the future only intermittently or for a few minutes. But historically, we have spent about 12% of our days contemplating the longer term. Although technology might change the way we react, it hasn't changed our nature. We still have the imaginative capacity to rise above temptation and reverse the high-speed trend.